Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. Those who are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening in to the show. The calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Our show this morning is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I hope you guys have had a great weekend. I hope things went well for you over the weekend. And just hope that you guys are doing very well. I'm doing well myself, trying to just hang on and do everything I can to keep going and keep you guys up in the loop of everything and just keep things going. Now, if you want to follow the show, you can follow the show. If you're online right now on my show page, you can follow the show. You'll see an icon there that says follow the show. Tap on that click on that icon. That'll send you to another page. You can set it up however you want to receive messages from the show when there is an episode. You can also follow the show on Facebook if you are on Facebook, or if you have a Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. That show page should come up there. And also, you can follow the show on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of this show if you don't want to. Okay? So thank you guys again for joining in to the show. 818-301-5834 if you want to call in and weigh in on the topic today. I'd appreciate that. Or even if you just want to call and say hello to me, that'd be fine as well. Okay? So, let's go ahead and get into the show. The title of today's show is The NCAA Basketball Tournament, Men and Women. Okay? I'm going to talk about the men and the women basketball tournament. And if you I'm going to start off with the men, okay? And just a quick note, I may not get a lot into the women's deal, but I didn't watch a lot of women's basketball on yesterday. It was very limited. I thought I was going to be able to see Baylor. I did watch Delaware. Thought I was going to be able to see Baylor. Thought they were coming on, but I couldn't find their game. Okay, so, but we'll find out what happened with them in just a moment. For the men's, okay. Now we're looking at the men's and the Sweet 16, which is all formed up now. It's going to be March 28th and 29th. That's Thursday and Friday, okay? And then the Elite Eight is going to be on the 30th and the 31st, which is Saturday and Sunday. You're gonna find out who the Elite Eight are by this weekend. And then on April the 6th, it's going to be the Final Four. That's going to be here in the ATL in Atlanta, all right? And then the championship game will be on April the 8th, right here in Atlanta at the Georgia Dome. Okay, so here's the deal. Now going to the Sweet 16, in the Midwest bracket, you've got Louisville, who beat North Carolina A&T. They beat them pretty bad. On the 21st, but in the third round, Louisville beat Colorado State 82-56. Okay, so they move on. They they're gonna be there. Louisville, number 12, Oregon beat St. Louis. They'll be there. Michigan State beat Memphis. They're gonna be there. Duke beat Creighton. They're gonna be there. Okay, Duke beat Creighton 66-50. That game wasn't too close. Of course, Michigan State and Memphis 70-48. That game wasn't close. Oregon and St. Louis 54-74. That one wasn't close. Louisville and Colorado State 82-56. That wasn't close. So you got Louisville and Oregon gonna play on Friday at 7:15. You got Duke and Michigan State gonna play on Friday at 9:45. All right, and then in the West Division, you got Wichita State beat Gonzaga. Gonzaga was one of my teams that I was hoping would be in the Final Four, but they lost to Wichita State, the ninth seed. And they were the number one seed, Gonzaga was. They lost to Wichita State 76-70. And LaSalle beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss had a chance to beat LaSalle. I think they should have beat LaSalle. They had a couple of easy missed buckets there towards the end of the game. And Ole Miss lost to LaSalle 76-74. So LaSalle meets Wichita State on Thursday, 10:17 is the game time. And then you in the other side you got Arizona beat Harvard. That wasn't close, 74-51. And then you have Ohio State beat Iowa State 78-75. Ohio State Iowa State was a great game. There were a lot of missed calls in that Ohio State game, and Iowa State, to me, Iowa State should have been the winners in that game. I think Iowa State has the best team, the better team, rather, than Ohio State. There was some bad calls in that game, but nonetheless, Ohio State will take on Arizona on Thursday at 7:47. Let's move over to the East. In the East, you had Miami beat Illinois 63-59. That was a great game. Miami has a good team. I think they're gonna go far. But they're going to play Marquette. Marquette beat Butler 74-72. Butler's always in that thing. But Marquette beat them 74-72. So Marquette is going to play Miami on Thursday at 7:15. Okay. We'll move over still in the East. You got Syracuse and California. Syracuse beat California 66-60. And Indiana beat Temple 58-52. That was a good game, but Indiana prevailed in that one. So Indiana meet Syracuse. That should be a good game on Thursday night, 9:45. Indiana and Syracuse. Then you go to the South bracket. You got Kansas beat North Carolina by 12, 70-58. and Michigan beat Virginia Commonwealth 78-53. Michigan's got a great team as well. Michigan moves on to play the number one seed, Kansas, on Friday at 7:37. I'm telling you guys, these are going to be some great games on Thursday and Friday. So try not to miss some of these games this weekend, because they're going to be – these college guys play such with such balance, and they play hard. And, I mean, this is win or go home. So everybody's playing to move on, okay? And they don't, you know, they're not leaving anything. They would rather they're leaving everything on the floor. These guys are going 110%. I mean, if you watch these games, it will literally blow your minds how these guys are playing these days. And in the final South bracket, you got Florida beat Minnesota 78-64. That game was close for a while, and then Florida started pulling away from the pack, or pulling away from them towards the end of the game. So Florida beat Minnesota. Florida moves on, and Florida's going to play the amazing Florida Gulf Coast University. Florida Gulf Coast University is not a community college, as some people think. Florida Gulf Coast is a university. It's not a community college. Okay? So, but Florida Gulf Coast is going to play Florida. Florida Gulf Coast is number 15 seed. They are the lowest seed remaining in the tournament at 15. The next lowest seed is LaSalle at 13. Okay? And then you got, you know, Wichita State at 9-6 and 5-4 and 3-2 and 1. So number 15, Florida Gulf Coast beat San Diego State by 10 last night, 81-71. Before that, they beat the mighty George. They beat Georgetown 78-68. They're in the first round. So Florida Gulf Coast, and these guys are for real. Florida's going to have to come to play. Florida's got a good team. They're going to have to come to play. When do they play? They play on Friday at 10 o'clock. So make sure you guys watch that game, Florida Gulf Coast. These guys are serious. They can play. And they run, and they run, and they run some more. They have great guard play, and they got one or two big men that you know, are forces to be reckoned with. So stay tuned for that. Watch out for these games, guys. Thursday and Friday night. All right? Florida Gulf Coast in Florida, Friday night, 10 o'clock. Don't miss that one. And then I think the Indiana-Syracuse game is going to be a great game. That's going to be Thursday at 9:45. And the other another good game is going to be Michigan State and Duke. They play Friday at 9:45. And Louisville and Oregon, I don't know how close that game will be. I think Louisville's going to take that one. If you think about it, if we get down to the Elite Eight, okay, you get down to Elite Eight, I think it'll be, I think Louisville's going to come out the Midwest along with, I think Michigan State's going to be Duke, okay, and then I believe, Kansas is going to beat Michigan. I believe Florida Gulf Coast is. I'm going to go with Florida Gulf Coast against Florida. I have a caller up on the line from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 544. The first three digits are 544. Their phone number. Caller, you're up on the show with Frank Williams. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, Frank? It's Dante, man. What's going on?
Dante, what's up?
What's going on, man? I had to talk about this tournament with you.
All right. Shoot.
I tell you who I originally had in my Final Four. I had Gonzaga. That's the only number one seed I had in the Final Four, but they got bounced out. But you probably gonna laugh at me when I tell you this, but I had Duke winning the whole thing in my original bracket, and I'm gonna stick with my pick. Like, right now, I got Ohio State, Duke, Michigan, and Syracuse in the Final Four. I got Duke and Syracuse in the championship, and I got Duke winning it all. But that's just my opinion on how I think it's gonna go.
I think you might be right about Ohio State coming out of the West, and I don't know about Duke. You might be good on Duke, but I think Duke gonna have a tough time against Michigan State. But they might, they might come out. I mean,
They got too much fire on the wings with Mason and Ryan Kelly and Seth Curry out there. It's just too much for Michigan State right there. I understand Izzo and it's tournament time, but he just ain't got the horses this year. I don't think they're hanging over Duke. I really like Duke's team this year. I really see him going all the way, but we'll see. We got some more games to be played. But I definitely got
Syracuse
in there.
So if Duke get past Michigan State, they'll play either Louisville or Oregon, which probably be Louisville.
I got Duke being upset in Louisville.
You got them upset in Louisville, okay.
Upset in Louisville.
And then on the other side, in the South, you got Kansas and Michigan. Who you got coming out of the South?
I got Michigan. I got Michigan over Kansas. I think Michigan gonna take care of Kansas. I like Michigan's teams a lot. you know the talent on Michigan team. You got the second generation superstars over there. You got Glenn Robinson. You got Tim Hardaway over there. You got Trey Burke. You got Al Horford, a little brother over there at Michigan. So it's a lot of talent over there at Michigan. I definitely think they're going to the Final Four. I got them losing to Syracuse.
I think Michigan's gonna have a tough time with Kansas. It's a flip flop either way with them and Kansas. But I think Kansas is gonna be a little bit too tough for them on the inside. And then
they look kind of shaky yesterday when I watched them against UNC at the beginning of the game. But I mean everybody looks shaky in the tournament. But I mean I just don't see them being Michigan.
All right. Well,
and I got Florida. I got Florida and Michigan meeting in Elite Eight. I got Florida beating Florida Gulf Coast. I got them beating Florida Gulf Coast. I know them boys playing real hard right now, man. They upset Georgetown. I definitely didn't think that was gonna happen, but I definitely got Florida coming out and facing Michigan in the Elite Eight.
All right, and then out the east you got Syracuse coming out the east. You think they're gonna beat Indiana?
I think Syracuse is gonna beat Indiana, and I think they're gonna beat Miami. I just like the talent. I like the talent over there, and I like Jim Boeheim. You got Brandon Trick over there. I mean, James Sutherland. I mean, you got Carter over there. You got some firepower over there, man. And I think Jim Boeheim is gonna take them boys to the Final Four and even to the championship game. I got them going against Duke, so they got some nice talent over there at Syracuse. I got them upsetting Indiana.
Okay, and then you got Miami beat Marquette going on, and then you got Syracuse going on to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's not bad.
I'm just thinking with my original bracket right now. Only teams that don't have a lie that can't be in the Final Four is Gonzaga. So I'm just gonna roll with Ohio State. You know what I mean? So that's how it's rolling right now.
Yeah. I just you know, I'm in the Final Four. Like I said, I'm looking at Louisville and Kansas coming out, and then I'm looking at Indiana and Ohio State being on that other side.
I'd be surprised if that happened, but that's a lot of favorites right there you picking. And it's tournament time, so I picked a few upsets, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, the only upset I'm looking at is Florida Gulf Coast and Florida. I think Florida Gulf Coast, they got something behind them right now. They playing loose. They running like crazy, and so Florida gonna have to come with it. I tell you that.
Patrick Young gonna come with it in Florida. I don't know who you gonna get to defend that guy on Florida Gulf Coast, but Patrick Young, he's gonna come with it. I don't think they have anybody to match up Patrick Young on the inside. So, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I just think Florida Gulf Coast got something going on.
Patrick Young is a bona fide first round draft pick. So I think he'll be a nice talent in the NBA one day. I just like him strong. He's strong in the inside, strong, powerful. I just like what he brings to that team. And you got the coach. You got the coaching. You got Billy Donovan over there. Real good coaching over there. So. It's gonna be pretty hard.
Well, they've been up against some good coaches over the last couple of games, and they're firing out of the gates, and once you let them hang around after halftime, you might be in trouble.
That's what anything is about now in the tournament. You can't play around. You got to go ahead and knock them out. And as far as just being dominant in the tournament, I think Syracuse has been the most dominant team. I mean, as far as just blowing out opponents and just being more convincing in the wins. You know what I mean? They just been real convincing in the wins.
Well, they number four. They beat number 12 California by 6 points.
But the first game was tremendous. It was a blowout. But that was against Montana, 81-34. But I just watched Syracuse, and I just love the way they play.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna be a good game. That's probably them, that Syracuse, Indiana, and then that Florida Gulf Coast in Florida, my only question marks. But everybody else, I think it's going to be some real good games Thursday and Friday. But we'll see how it goes, Dante. I appreciate you calling in, man, and I got about a minute left in the show, but I'm going to do some stuff on the women's tomorrow. So, call and let's talk tomorrow, all right?
All right, I'll try to call and talk about the women. Because you got Notre Dame, and you got a few teams over there that's trying to beat Baylor.
Yeah. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, bud. So, thank you guys for listening to the show. Take care of yourselves. Have a great day today at work. Have a great day tomorrow. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. And take care of yourselves. This is Frank. I'm over. And I'm out.
I'm about to go. And then you'll know. For me to say, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. count the days I'm gone. Forget reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun. Yeah.